Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, guys, we're back with your host, Big Lance and
Phil.
And we're coming to you tonight with a 2017 The Boogeyman, John Wick Chapter 2.
John Wick, in a world where a man's dog should not be killed and a man's car should not be stolen, there is John Wick.
That's right. In an Assassin's Creed type world. I love the premise of this whole, I love the concept of this assassins that
retired assassin,
these underworld assassin that only, that their only fucking, what's the word I'm looking for, the all they use is gold. What's the word I'm looking for, the their
bitcoins,
yeah. Their currency is only gold.
That's, yeah, they use gold coins, that's for damn sure.
For everything, for anything. You can stay at the Continental for one night with one coin. I reckon you gotta pay the bartender one coin.
Per drink.
Per drink or per hour? Hell, I don't know. They just sit at the bar and they give him a gold coin. I reckon the rest of it's his tip. What? I don't know.
It's cool because one gold coin will buy you anything.
It's pretty much.
Nothing.
No, I think he gives it. Did he just
give
one? Did he just give one coin for all them guns? Or was it like, I think he gave him like four coins.
Oh yeah, he gave me a little stack of coins.
But it was like only like four.
It's four or five coins.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But four or five coins, that could get you four or five drinks at the local bar.
Right.
People.
Yeah, we sell all these guns for a couple of drinks at the Continental. But no, the whole thing about the Continental is that's your safe house.
Yeah.
You're safe there. Nobody can touch you unless you're John Wick. And John Wick can touch you there because he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but that ain't
good. Then, if you remember watching the first one now, when the girl, didn't the girl try to kill him at the Continental?
I ain't even going to lie to you. I don't remember the first one.
Really?
I don't remember.
Well, the girl tries.
I remember they killed his dog.
Yeah, well.
And they stole his car.
Well, the girl tries to kill him at the Continental and his buddy, which is the Green Goblin.
Yeah, William Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
Not William DeFriend, William Dafoe.
Yeah, William Dafoe was his friend.
William Dafoe was DeFriend.
William Dafoe was the friend of John Wick, and you remember he shot at the bed when the girl almost went to kill him. But
yep.
You don't know whether he was shooting at him or.
But he died in the first one, right?
He did. Yeah, he died.
That's why he wasn't in the second one. Green Goblin?
Right. Right. But if you don't remember, they killed that girl for fucking up in the Continental. They killed her.
Yeah. I don't remember, dude. Honestly, I'm sorry. That movie was not impressionable.
She
on
got excommunicado'd.
Well, he did too at the end.
Yeah, so well, is one? That how you say it?
Excommunicado'd.
I don't know, but that's, I like it. She got excommunicado'd, and they fucking killed that bitch. And then they gave him a car. They was like, we're sorry for your problems.
Here's a car. All right, listen, check this out. I know we're jumping all around. We're not going to follow the plot, right?
It's a jump around.
I just want to bring this part up where when old boy takes that hit out on him worldwide, everybody's cell phone starts going off.
Well, he takes it. Well,
I'm like, motherfucker, dude, that's just going to be some shit on you. And it was, man. It had a whole bunch of people coming after him.
But somebody at the very, very end?
Towards the end when he put the hit out on him after he killed his sister.
Right. Okay, and yeah, that's when the people from the subway and all started getting
everybody, big old
yeah, and
Asian
then
dude.
He just starts running through town killing everybody, right? Just killing everybody.
Well, killing
but
all
only,
them. But
I reckon
they
only a
him.
Certain few people, but it was an open contract. But just certain few people. And at the, I don't want to even say it at the very end, but anyway, he put the head out on. He had a marker, John Wick. Let's tell a little bit about the plot.
Right,
he had a marker.
The guy had the marker
on John Wick.
Yeah.
I don't know why he got the marker. Maybe he brought him in the game or some shit. Because he says, like, you wouldn't have this house if it wasn't for me.
No, because what he did was, see, I remember this part of this movie.
Right.
John Wick gave that guy a marker for him, his marker, to let him, help him just get out of the life, call it a day and quit and retire. He said, okay, but I hold the marker. And then that means you owe me a favor. You owe me for this marker. So to get your marker back.
Well, why'd he give it away in the first place then?
Because he needed that guy's help. It's like me going, all right, dude, hey, if you do me a favor, I'll owe you one. Same concept, except that's.
Yeah, but he, when he got out of the game, he still owed that marker.
He
so
still had to pay that marker.
That was the rules. That's what the guy said at the Continental. I reckon he's the leader of the Continental. He's like the manager.
That dude played in the reboot of Death Race, the one with Jason Statham.
I got you.
He was the mechanic.
Really? Wasn't Mickey Rourke the mechanic in one of them?
No. It was him and that guy in the first one, and then the Danny Trejo in the second two.
I thought Mickey Rourke played the mechanic in one of them.
Or maybe.
Maybe he was the one with Jason Statham. Mickey Rourke was the one with Jason Statham.
It may have been Danny Trejo with Jason Statham, but.
I thought it was Mickey Rourke.
There was no Mickey Rourke in those movies at all.
Maybe it wasn't. Where am I thinking Mickey Rourke in?
The wrestler?
Maybe. No, he's a fucking mechanic in a movie, though.
Sin City?
Maybe.
He's in Sin City. I've never watched the second Sin City.
He's got short hair in Sin City. He's got long hair in this movie I'm talking about.
The wrestler?
He wasn't a mechanic in that, was he?
No, he was a wrestler.
He was a wrestler.
He had long hair, though.
I remember. All right. John Wick, man. The beginning, I love the beginning, man. It starts off cool with the dude from Blow, the Mexican guy at the beginning of the movie. Mexican guy at the beginning of this movie. The one he's like, we got his car. He killed my fucking nephew for a fucking dog and a car. You remember at the very beginning of this movie?
Yeah. I remember that guy, but I don't remember him being Mexican.
He played in Blow. Well, he's like Cuban.
Oh,
or
yeah,
Mexican,
no.
He
was on Prison Break.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the guy that got his throat cut and then come back. Didn't die.
Maybe. I don't remember. But anyway, he. I love how it starts off at the beginning and they're talking and it's just letting you know how badass John Wick is again, like these Jack Reacher movies do and all. But he's like, everything you heard about John Wick, I promise you it's been watered down, if nothing less. But the funniest part to me, he's like, they say he killed 3 men in a bar. And then he starts to say with a pencil, and his brother, his cousin or whatever is like, with a pencil. He said, with the fucking pencil, man. Who the fuck does that? That shit, I laughed my ass off when he said that. With the fucking pencil, man. Who the fuck does that? And then you see he kills that one guy with a pencil. He fucking he's got the pencil up
the
against
back of the neck, yeah.
He's got the pencil up against the wall, and he throws that dude into it, and he slides out, and the fucking pencil's dripping with the blood. I love all the fucking goriness and the fucking fast gun.
That don't
slinging.
Bother me. I like that. I mean, I kind of like that stuff.
The fast
but
gun
it's not
slinging.
Memorable to me, though.
It ain't, but it's just something about it that I really enjoy. I don't know what it's that stupid action shit. But he really did his homework for all that, which some actors don't. I mean, you go back and watch Die Hard, he wasn't a badass. This John Wick, he did a lot of homework to get that good at tactical, at weapons and stuff like that.
Did you really just say that John McClane, he was not badass? You would have so many people, if we actually had listeners, that would just slam on you and give you a whole bunch of hate mail. Because
John McClane was
badass.
I know. John McClane was badass, and he had funny catchphrases and stuff. But it was a comedy. This ain't a comedy. This ain't a comedy. But
Die Hard's not a comedy.
Die Hard ain't a comedy, but it's, to me, it's a comedy, man.
You're wrong again, Big Lance.
It's a comedy, man. I don't know, man. I don't see him that bad. He ain't that bad.
You've never seen Die Hard, have you?
Me neither. I have. Is it the one where...
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Well, I know.
I've seen the one with Justin Long.
I've seen several
Die Hard Another Day.
Die Another Hard Day. Die again, bitch.
Just fucking die already.
No, it was Live Free, Die Hard.
That's the one with Justin Long?
I think so.
Then that one I seen. And it was good.
I seen that one too, but I seen.
I wouldn't have watched it unless Justin Long was in it. Though,
I want to say I may be wrong, but I want to say the first one is the one where he's got to do a bunch of riddles. I think all of them's got to do with a bunch of riddles, right?
The first one's he's got hair in.
Yeah, I want to say he's like running through New York, answering fucking cell phones and doing fucking riddles. To stop bombs.
That's Keanu Reeves and Speed, dude.
No, yeah, but it's also John McClane and Die Hard. Because it is. Unless it's
the first one's
Lethal Weapon.
The first one's sometimes
was it
Lethal
Weapon.
Was it Lethal Weapon?
No, I really think it's Bruce Willis. He's running through because he's got to fill up a five-gallon drug with so much water from a fountain.
A jug.
and the goddamn, who's the, Donald Glover. Oh, come on, Donald Glover's there helping him.
Lethal Weapon.
Is it?
That's Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon.
Well, maybe it was the other black guy that was helping him. The one that played on Die Hard. Which one was he?
Last Action Hero.
No, what was it? Die Hard, dude. He was a black guy.
No, there was no black guy.
You sure?
I have no clue.
Samuel L. Jackson
might have been.
It was Samuel L. Jackson and Bruce Willis. Boom! See if that was on the first one.
Oh man, I want to see that Glass movie.
We gotta watch Die Hard now. we didn't let our whole podcast land know that we don't care about Die Hard. And that's like, yeah, people love that shit. That's a cult classic to people.
You know, there's a lot of big casts we didn't talk about in this. What about John Leguizamo?
John Leguizamo. I think he's gonna be a big part of Part 3.
Is there gonna be another?
There's gonna be a Part 3 because everybody's going out to kill him now. He's got one person I think that even cares about him, and it didn't even show that he cared about him that much.
At least
in the first
his dog
one.
Didn't die this time.
I know somebody's got to care about him, right out there. Somebody out there cares about him, right? See, he acted more friendly with John Leguizamo this time than he did. On
I don't
the
know
first
that John Leguizamo ever went after him.
He didn't, and he helped him out on the first one, but that did not. On the first one, he helped him out because he knew who he was, and he knew how crazy he was. But it don't let you know that they were that close of
friends.
Well,
he called him to fix that car.
He did. He's like, on the second one.
He's like, I'll have it ready for you in like 7 years.
Yeah, on the second one, though.
Yeah.
It leads you to believe that they're more friends, and I think he's going to be a bigger part of Part 3. I think that he's going to be the one helping him out and hiding him out from these people.
Could be, because he didn't play a big role in Part 2, did he?
He played a bigger role in Part 2 than he did in Part 1.
Yeah, but he didn't do much in Part 2. He talked to
him. I know, but he was in more scenes. He was only in like one scene in Part 1.
But he had no real reason to be there. Honestly, he did nothing. He could have been completely cut out of the script, and it wouldn't have made a fucking difference.
Nah, but I think they need him in there, because I think he's going to play.
He's a build-up for the third one?
I think so. I believe so, and I know there's going to be a third chapter.
Let's bring up the reunion. I did not even know Lawrence Fishburne was going to be in this movie.
I did know he was going to be in it, but I forgot as I was watching because you don't see him in it until the fucking close to the end. And then it's like, I remember he's going to be in it. I thought about it. And then you're like,
reunion.
Neo and fucking Morpheus. Yeah, that's cool. I like
it. I know
that.
I yelled at the TV. I was like, Morpheus! And Logan was over there going, which pill, man, which pill?
which pigeon do you want?
You have a choice to make, the red pigeon or the blue pigeon.
You know, I probably would have never brought up that. I'm glad you brought that up.
You know, let me ask you this. Lawrence Fishburne, more screen time in this or more screen time in Predators?
Probably Predators got more screen time, I would say, because he only had a couple scenes in this.
Well, I don't know how many days he was on, but he was only Predators, I think it was like 3 days. Uh-huh. He was only on location for like and shot for 3 days. All his shit was done.
Yeah. So I mean, it was quick on both. He didn't have probably about the same.
He don't really star in movies anymore. He kind of shows up, I'm sure he gets a fat paycheck, and he's like, I'm Lawrence Fishburne.
He did star in Tortured that come out after Predators. It come out.
He's fat now, though.
Well, yeah, he ain't Morpheus anymore, that's for sure.
Oh, no. That was 99.
But he's still cool, and he's still a great actor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's, and anytime I see him, I smile. I'm like, Lawrence Fishburne.
That's old Larry ass Fishburne ass.
Larry ass Fishburne.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
The girl.
Yeah, I was. This
Aries?
Is that her name on this?
The white chick.
The one that does the fucking sign language?
Yeah.
I reckon she's
her
deaf.
Her name is Ruby Rose.
She's either deaf or she don't want to talk.
Her name in the movie is Aries. Okay. I don't know. I couldn't tell if she just... I'm assuming she was deaf.
Well, you know who that is, don't you?
Ruby Rose.
Right. But you know what she's casting in right now, right?
Not a clue.
She's on Orange is the New Black, the third season.
Ah, okay.
She's the new love interest of Piper.
Okay. Is Piper ever going to fucking get out of jail? She only had a year.
I thought she had like 2 years.
I thought she had like a year in the first season.
I thought she had 2 years, but yeah, I don't know.
She must caught some more charges.
Nah, I don't think it's been 2 years in their time frame yet.
Anyway.
It's going to be like MASH. It's going to be a 3-year prison that lasts 13 years or whatever, you know, 10 years.
Is that what MASH did?
No, it was like 10 years.
And it was all a period of a 3-year war?
Yeah. Yeah, they drugged that fucker out. They drug it out pretty good.
Common was in this also.
Common.
Yeah. He's been starting to be in a lot of fucking movies.
The black dude.
Yeah, the guy who was the bodyguard of the chick.
He's like a rapper.
Yeah, who slid his... He was in fucking Suicide Squad.
I know.
Fucking
I know.
Joker
I knew
shot.
Him from somewhere. I was like, who the... Oh, yeah, right. He shot him. He's like, what'd he say? You don't want no beef. You don't want no beef. And he shoots him. Yeah. We didn't even talk about it. He's got a new dog, man, and it's a badass pit bull that don't get enough screenplay. I think this dog needs to be more tactical, right? You need to use the dog. I think they're going to have to find one to train for season 3.
Yeah.
I mean, this dog was obviously very good trained because he walked beside it. He was securing him the whole time. Do you understand that, what he was doing?
Securing him.
Yeah, when a dog walks by you just like that, don't walk in front of you, don't walk behind you, walks right beside you. He's sitting there protecting you. I thought he would do a lot more. I thought he would at least get in a fight and help him fight off some bad guys or something. But he really didn't get a whole lot of screenplay. And then he stayed with the butler dude at the Continental the entire movie almost.
I know him, too. He was in Oz and The Wire.
Right. Yeah.
There's been something else he was in, too. Gotham.
Maybe.
Might have been Gotham.
Maybe. You might be right. Who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, these movies, these John Wick movies, dude, they're just not... They're great. I mean, when I'm watching them, I'm into them.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, I don't really remember much of it.
Really?
Except that he was just kicking ass.
I will say, the first one had a better storyline because he's fighting for his dog. Oh, he's fighting for his wife.
For the memory. For the memory of his wife, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's fighting because they killed his dog. And
I thought he got his car back at the end of part one.
And that was badass that he kills every assassin on that leader's... You know what I mean? He killed everybody. He was badass. And then it just breaks it down and there's way more assassins than that. This is like... You ever watched the movie Wanted?
Wanted?
Yeah, Wanted. It's kind of like that, ain't it? Sort of. But they fucking...
This is the way I look at it.
What about them telegrams they be sending? They'll send a telegram to the old ladies in the workshop that are fucking writing out the fucking the hits.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's like some old 50s type shit.
And they're all old women.
Yeah.
Like, they've been around the block, they know what's going on type shit. They don't have no young lassies.
They're the ones that sew the weaves of the web, like on Wanted. Remember they had to sew?
Yeah.
The sewers of the webs, of the weavings of the webs.
Here's the way I look at it. This is the way I would describe these two movies. John Wick in the first one was a big fish in a small pond. Because he was top dog walking in and just creaming everybody.
Yeah.
In this one, he took a little bit more of an ass whooping. And he was the small fish in the large pond. Now,
where'd he go? To Italy or Russia or where'd he go? Because, I mean, he stepped on a whole nother continental. He was on a whole nother continental then. Remember? It wasn't even the same continental. He went to a new one.
Continent.
That's what they call it. No, continent. The continental. The fucking little. The
what's the continental? Oh, the safe home. Safe
yeah, the place. The safe hotels.
Oh, I don't know.
It was a new one. Yeah, he went to whenever he killed the girl. Remember, he had to go kill the dude's sister.
Yeah.
So he could take over the empire in fucking Italy or wherever the fuck they were.
That bitch just cut her wrist. Man, that was fucked up. Would you do that? How would you have handled that if that was you?
Well, she knows she was going to die.
Yeah.
John Wick had to put her down.
Right.
And he had to put the gunshots in it just to show that he was there.
Yeah.
That she didn't just take her own life.
I mean, how would you have handled that? I know you wouldn't have stripped in front of him and just slowly, sexily walked down into that water.
Right.
But, I mean, how would you have handled it different? Would you have tried to fight him or?
I probably would have.
Well, you would because you're a dude.
Well, yeah, I would have probably tried to fight him. And she knew she couldn't win. She had no, I mean, what could you do? She wanted to die her own way. She didn't want to be murdered, but she still got two shots to the fucking dome. I mean, why
that's
not?
After she cut
herself. I know, why not just take the two shots to the dome and get it over with?
I can't stand cutting myself. There's no way I could do that. I could never be a cutter.
I cut myself a couple times.
Just to see if you felt pain?
Nah, just cut myself whenever I was younger. Fucking do little tattoos in my skin with razor blades.
Yeah, no, I can't cut myself. Okay, any other parts you want to talk about on John Wick 2? I mean, like I said, to me, this movie just, it's not a bad movie. It's a very fun, action-packed movie
right.
to watch from start to finish.
It is.
It's just, to me, it's not real memorable.
It's
I mean,
a Jason Bourne, Jack Reacher.
I would say Jack Reacher's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a fun movie to watch, but I don't really recall all the details to it because it's just not something that
What's the better watch, Jack Reacher or John Wick?
Probably Jack Reacher, the first one. I'd rather watch the first Jack Reacher, and I'd rather watch the first John Wick before I'd want to watch the second Jack Reacher. I wasn't as big on the second Jack Reacher.
So, okay, I got you. Yeah, it wasn't near about as good as the first
At least with John Wick 2, Chapter 2, they changed the plot up a little bit. Jack Reacher 2,
was
like watching Jack Reacher 1 over again. It was like they just didn't really. I mean, they changed some of the details, but it was the exact same scenario. At least this one did kind of change what was going on. Because in the first one, John Wick was not part of the...
But for him...
He wasn't part of the guild anymore. He wasn't part of the group. He had quit. In the second one, he's part of them again.
For him wanting to get out and quit this life, he ain't helping himself none. Okay, the guy comes to him. All right, you're done. I'll give you a fucking marker back. We're through. Kill my sister. Why not just take the job, kill the sister? You just killed 500 people.
It don't fucking matter because the guy was going to set him up anyway.
Was he? Or did he just do that because he knew he was coming for him? No. He knew John Wick was coming for him next because the marker was over and he didn't have nothing over his head. And that's why he put the hit out on him, an open contract.
And that happened because he blew the fucking house up.
He did blow the house up. And he did that. He thought he killed him, right? I mean, he basically thought he killed him. He just walked off like nothing happened to me.
I guess.
But you can't kill John Wick, can you?
Apparently not.
You know, through the first movie and this movie, his ass was beat within the first 5 minutes of the movie. He was already fucked up, limping, walking around, but he still whooped everybody's ass all throughout the movie with his limp and his fucking wounds. And he never takes antibiotics. He don't even take antibiotics.
He don't even sleep, man.
His face don't get swollen. He just gets cuts on his face.
Nothing swells.
No, he don't get infections.
He don't have a giant black eye swollen shut.
Right.
He does have a big gash on his nose.
I do love all the fucking car scene, the fucking the racing scenes and all that shit, the car chases and stuff.
Yeah.
I love all that shit on John Wick and Jack Reacher. Both of them do a good job with the car scenes.
Yeah, I will. The action in general is great. For this is an action-packed movie.
Why did he go get his car? Why?
Because his wife gave him that car.
And he ruined it.
And then he had John Leguizamo fix it.
He did. But he got it just to ruin it. I mean,
he had to get out.
Doors coming up.
Well, because he opened the door and hit that fucking motorcycle.
Did his wife give?
His wife gave him that car.
Or did the Continental give him that car at the end of the movie because his car got fucked up? Or I don't remember. I don't remember the first one. I do remember somebody giving him a car at the end of the hotel giving him a car.
Well, I don't know, but I remember in the first one, they killed his dog and stole his car.
Stole his car, yeah.
They killed his dog, and he's like, really? You killed his dog and stole his car? The man's going to come and kill you.
Right. John Leguizamo told him. All right, man. I thought we hit on this movie pretty good.
Yeah, we did, man. We did. We knocked this fucking movie's teeth down its throat. John Wick style.
Chapter Philip.
All right. Well, I mean, obviously, I know what your review is going to be, but go ahead and give us your rating and review on this.
Okay, as a movie overall, I enjoyed the movie. It was good. It wasn't the first movie, but that's good. It didn't need to be the first movie. He took out everybody that made the first movie possible. He took everybody out, and so they needed a new thing. They did it. They executed it. I mean, it was a good movie. I wish they would have let the dog do more.
He had that dog for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, he was a badass dog. He looked badass. He never picked his head up off the ground. Like, he was scared a little bit. Like, he was a little skimmish. You know what I mean? Why not bark? He never barked. Not even a bark out of the dog. All right, but anyway, I'm going to get off of that subject. I'm going to give this movie, and I don't remember what I gave the first one, but I believe it was great. I believe it was at least an 8. I'm going to give this one a 7.5. And it was pretty close to great, I would say. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I could watch it again. Probably not in a while, but I could watch it again. Probably before I watch part 3.
You gave it a what, 7.5?
Yeah.
You gave the first one an 8?
I don't remember.
All right. Well, I don't remember what I gave the first one either. But I will say, I think I like this one better than I did the first one.
Okay.
I like the storyline of it better. Like I said before, if it come down to it, I mean, I'd watch Jack Reacher over the first John Wick. But this was fucking good, man. I mean, I enjoyed the action-packed stuff. But like I said, I'm just not going to remember any of it in a week later, 2 weeks later. It's not something that sticks with me. Like John dies at the end. I want to watch that fucking movie again. I might even read the book again. Anyway, I'm going to give this movie a 7.5. I'm going to give it a 7.5. It's good for what it is. It's a good, solid action film.
Great minds.
If you want a good, solid action film,
John Wick,
John Wick's the way to go. Jack Reacher, John Wick, I mean, those.
Just about anything Keanu Reeves in is
a good action-packed movie.
Yeah, it'll keep you interested. I mean, it'll keep your eyes on the movie.
Matrix, Speed.
Yeah.
Well, not anything.
Maybe not all the Matrix. I didn't really. I the first one was amazing. The second two, they went over my head a little bit.
Yeah, they were grasping straws there. I mean, that first one was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Because we'd never seen that concept before. But
yeah, I'll give it a 7.5. It was good. All right, well, let's talk a little budget versus box office, Big Lance. What you think this movie spent?
Oh, damn. Can you give me a heads up on the first one again? Because I really don't remember. But I want to say the first one, if I could guess what they spent on the first one. Let's say $30 million, $40 million.
$20 million on the first one.
Really?
Yep.
But the first one made a lot of money, I want to say.
First one made. You want me to tell you what the first one made?
Made 80.
It made 42, 43 million.
Oh, wow. All right, well, then I think that they probably put 26 on this, 25 million on this one, maybe 30.
They put 40 million on this one.
That's why. Stupid.
What'd they gross?
55 million.
92 million.
God damn. How?
Opening weekend for the first John Wick was 14 million.
You know how they got that?
How?
That fucking dog, man.
Right, listen to me.
I'm telling you, that dog made me want to watch it. I was like, hell yeah, they got a badass pit bull on this one.
It didn't do shit, though.
I know.
All right, well, the first John Wick did 14 million opening weekend. What did John Wick 2 do opening weekend?
20.
30.
Golly. They ought to be proud of themselves.
All right, well, let's bonus question. How many months was it in the theaters?
4 months.
3 months.
Oh, wow.
February, March, and April.
That's crazy it did that good so quick.
Yeah.
Ain't it, though?
It is.
Jack Reacher, do you remember what Jack Reacher did?
Uh-uh.
Cost him $66 million, made $66 million. The second one cost him $66 million, made $66 million. It was like they didn't want to let nobody know. They just said, well, yeah, we made our money back.
All right, well, let's move on to the name game. Close my laptop. All right, this is my pick. I said I wasn't going to pick Common.
You can't pick nobody you just fucking researched.
Yeah, I know. Lawrence Fishburne.
I thought we did him not long ago, but we'll go with him.
Oh, we've done any movies with him in it.
Yeah, we did Predator.
Except Predators.
We did Predator.
We may have done him on Predators.
Yeah.
All right, let's do John Leguizamo.
No, we didn't do him. We didn't do him. I know what I'm thinking about. Right. But we could do John.
Who would you rather do?
John Leguizamo sounds cool.
All right, let's do. You go first.
I'm going to have to go with the pests.
John Wick.
Can't say chapter two, huh? Spawn.
Spawn?
Spun.
Oh, Spawn.
Spawn? Spun. Damn, I should have just said Spawn when you said Spawn, huh? Because you didn't know Spawn.
I was saying my answer, Spawn. After you said Spun, I said Spun.
Really? Did you watch Spun?
No. You told me about it,
though. I think you did watch it, though. I think you was the one that told me about it a long time ago.
I don't think
when
so.
When you worked at a video superstore, oh, you rented it.
All right, what's on you?
But, Ice Age
Continental Drift.
Ice Age Meltdown.
Ice Age 2.
Yeah. I doubt that.
John Leguizamo was in... He's been in a lot of damn movies. Oh. I got one. Land of the Dead.
Land of the Dead. Was he the... monkey?
He was Chico.
He was the monkey?
He was Chico. He was one of the bad guys who actually got bit and then turned into a zombie later on.
Okay.
Went back down after Dennis Hopper.
Oh, okay. You're talking about a fucking zombie movie. I'm talking about Land Before Time.
No, Dawn of the Land of the Dead, which was that new latest George Romero movie.
Right.
Well, no, it wasn't now because he's done other shitty ones.
Carlito's Way. Carlanope.
Super Mario Brothers.
Fuck. Damn. I can't think of nothing else to play. Man. You know what? Well, you win then, because I can't.
Good,
think.
Because I don't know that I know it all. It's Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for an awesome time or something.
Okay.
You don't remember the fucking movie where him, Wesley Snipes, and Patrick Swayze all dress up as women? They're all decked out and wet as women.
I do.
Tu Wong Fu.
I didn't know what it was called.
Oh, man, I got to look it up.
But, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
It was Patrick Swayze.
Wesley Snipes and John Leguizamo.
That's right. That's right. Yep, you said it.
Tu Wong Fu is the name of it. But it's actually got Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. That's the name of the movie. It's Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
What are they
Julie
doing?
Newmar.
They're hiding out from somebody?
They're drag queens.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're just drag queens. They're dudes that dress up as women that put on shows.
I remember. I just, okay. I was thinking maybe there was something else behind it.
No, that was all it was.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty funny movie.
I think I remember it being pretty funny. I don't remember. I mean, what ain't funny about Wesley Snipes as a woman?
All right, so that was the name game. One word to describe John Wick 2.
The Boogeyman.
Sequel.
Okay.
The Boogeyman sequel. Boy, you got on my ass about doing that shit on, was it Lobster or it was Guardians of the Galaxy? You got on my ass about that.
I
was like, Guardians. You were like, you always do that.
You do that.
So you want me to go, a galaxy. Okay, and Guardians of the Galaxy. But that's
that.
The way you went into
every
whole
time. Like you right then, you wanted me to say John so you could say Wick.
No, and then finally I was like, all right, well, what is your one word? And you were like, galaxy. And we both busted out laughing. but anyway, yeah, so, okay. Guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, check us out at Smoky Shelter. Man, we got all kinds of different movies and shit on there. You can find us on iTunes, Pocket Cast, Facebook, Twitter, all over the place, man. Check us out. Give us some feedback. Any last words, Big Lance?
Up with hope, down with dope.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.